Community nights are unique evenings hosted by the Bangarra Dance Theatre for the Indigenous community. Subsidised tickets are allowing Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to watch performances from one of the leading dance companies in Australia for less. Bangarra, one of Australia's leading dance companies, brought to life Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander stories last week with a special performance for the Indigenous community. Community nights are designed for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people with discounted tickets on offer, and they aim to give back and connect those with shared history.
Oh, it's accessible for anyone to come and see, whether they're the rich, the middle class, the not so rich. So, you know, you can still all come to it, and it makes you proud that there's such a first-class dancing group that's been all around the world.
Bangarra draws inspiration from 40,000 years of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture and has become an internationally renowned dance company. It cemented its place in the contemporary art scene, drawing fans from all backgrounds interested in learning about Indigenous culture. Bridget Sancho from the UTS Jimbuna Institute for Indigenous Education says what Bangarra produces is unique.
There's nothing like it. There's ballets and, you know, there's modern dance and classical, but no one has been able to really hone in on the really unique, amazing nature of Indigenous dance. And the ability to tell a story is very, very dynamic, and I love it.
There's something in the air at Bangarra's community nights as well. Excitement and anticipation from those eager to see their stories being shared.
People, I feel like, that are here really, really get it. You know, there's a lot of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, people of colour, supporters and friends who really understand the history and the importance of the story and who are really engaged. Not to say that other fans aren't. There's like a little bit of a buzz and everybody's really excited and they want to know, you know, what's this new story? How's the new story going to play out in dance? And it also gives people who couldn't necessarily afford to come to the show the ability to come and enjoy it. And I think that's something really special about Bangarra. You know, they recognize that they are the community, so they want to open it up to the community, and it's fantastic.
For one audience member, last week's performance of the production, One's Country, was an opportunity to reconnect with her culture.
My name's Sharon. I'm from the Wiradjuri tribe from Wellington, New South Wales. On my dad's side, I was brought up as a Gabba by my mum. My dad died when I was real young, and we lost connection with my Aboriginality. And I only found my family about 4 or 5 years ago. So now we just, you know, run at it all the time. We just want to learn more and we just want to be involved.
The initiative to open up these performances to the community was sponsored by the Balnaves Foundation this year, an organisation which funds various arts and educational programs around Australia. Hamish Balnaves, the general manager at the Balnaves Foundation, says supporting Bangarra's community nights is a way of creating more understanding about Indigenous culture.
I think it's like you hearing a story about your extended family. You really feel that here. Bangarra has a history of producing amazing dance works. I think dancing is so important to Indigenous culture, and for them to be producing contemporary dance pieces which don't just tell stories and impart knowledge but helps you feel and experience that story, to appreciate that history and what it means and the feelings and the emotions involved in it, is so important to reconciliation.
Finally, for Bangarra's performers and choreographers, the night is an opportunity to connect with the community and share what they've learned. Elmer Chris, one of Bangarra's choreographers in the One's Country production, says she's proud to be able to showcase her Torres Strait Islander culture with the company's audience.
I think the thing about it is that, you know, it's just seeing dancers in the company telling our stories, and it's the way how people would love to see our stories get told. And it's just sharing that beautiful Torres Strait culture does exist. I'm proud, you know, Bangarra is telling our story, both Aboriginal and Torres Strait, yeah.
Elmer tells me a little bit about how her piece Whistler, created with fellow choreographer Nicola Sabatino, was inspired by the sacred call of the dugong.
And I did the research through one of our very well-known elders back in the Torres Strait. So I was inspired by his book because he talks about a lot of the dugongs I came across there was a male dugong, which is known as the Whistler. And the Whistler was taken by the name from his tusk, because when he get caught by the hunter, he comes up on the surf and tries to set him free. So he would be aggressive on the top surface, but using his tusk to make the whistle sound.
Elma says community nights bring the Indigenous community together. They're an invaluable way to give back to those with shared stories, values, and an interest in Indigenous culture. She says even the Bangara dancers are always a little extra excited behind stage on community nights.
I think it's a beautiful thing to have community nights. It's good that we get to see it and they get to see us more. And we get to see families, you know, they've got their input, like we're connected again. And I think the community loves Bangara show. You know, we're backstage going off like, oh my God, our community night. Yeah, and it's a beautiful thing.
Elma Chris, Bangara Dance Theatre choreographer and proud Torres Strait Islander woman, ending that report.